Hi, everyone. It's Mike and Kim, and we're so delighted that you are with us. I want to tell you about the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame while I have your attention. You know, they celebrate Western heritage, sharing the achievements and stories of cowboys, ranchers, real rodeo legends who embody the enduring spirit of the West. Learn more at NorthDakotaCowboy.org.
I have a relationship dynamics and a story about teachers. Coming up for you.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good.
So stay tuned. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com. Well, start there. Find out things to do, like a river trip or a lake trip or waterfall tour, bird watching, just lots of things to do. Check it out at visitvalentine.com and start planning your little trip to our little slice of heaven here in north central Nebraska. Visitvalentine.com. So I have something about three college professors.
All right. So do they go in a bar?
No, they're not going into a bar.
Okay, go ahead.
So these three college professors are driving down the highway at a very slow speed. A policeman pulled them over and explained that driving so slowly on the highway could be hazardous. The driver pointed out the sign that read 20. He explained that he was going 20 miles an hour because of the sign. The policeman pointed out that the sign indicated they were driving on Highway 20. Somewhat embarrassed, the professor apologized and promised to be more observant next time. As the policeman turned to walk back to his vehicle, he noticed the other two professors were on the floor, looking scared to death. He asked the driver, "What's wrong with them?" The driver replied, "We just turned off Highway 105. All right. You've heard that one before. Yeah. And it's still funny.
It's usually the nuns version that I come across.
Yeah, or little old ladies or something.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Well, I've got a poem by Jack Ostergaard.
There you go.
I think you'll enjoy it. It's called For Sale. I read that there is a great demand for genuine cowboy jeans. When I showed it to my wife, she said, "You know what this means? We have a veritable fortune beside my sewing machine. They are the most authentic cowboy pants I've ever seen. For example, take that pair of jeans that you are wearing now. They look like they could have been digested by a cow. They smell like they won't keep for another day, and no amount of washing takes that smell away. There is a stain on the right leg that's sure enough cowboy blood, and another on the left that's just plain old barnyard mud. There is a rip across the back where a horned cow got me in the butt, and the leg got caught on some barbed wire on a gate that wouldn't shut. One part was plumb worn through and is covered with a patch, a sign that is clear evidence of where I itch, I scratch. The front pockets won't hold staples, and my kerchief slips out of the hole in my back pocket, whose origin has some doubt. The cuffs are somewhat ragged from dragging on the ground, and there's a large hole in the left leg where a kneecap can be found. The handle's off the zipper because the doggone thing got stuck. So, without a pair of pliers, I'm just plain out of luck. My wife says your pants, with all those holes and dirt and gore, would bring a premium today. That's one thing I know for sure. Well, I took them off and dropped them in the middle of the floor, where they stood up by themselves and started walking to the door. So I folded all of them carefully and put them in a box and mailed them off to Denver along with some old socks. Now I'm standing here near naked in my underwear and boots waiting for my money, so I can buy some three-piece suits."
Oh, Jack Ostergaard's out of the Gothenburg, Nebraska area.
Yes, indeed. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I have some Murphy's technology laws again to share with you. The first myth of management is that it exists. Law number 10, a failure will not appear until a unit has passed final inspection. And a technology law number 11, new systems generate new problems. Number 12, any given program, when running, it's already obsolete. And the final of those happens to be number 13. A computer makes as many mistakes in 2 seconds as 20 men working 20 years can make. Those are Murphy's technology laws.
There you go. That you can think about a minute. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.